Appreciate the introduction, and you know, there's a lot to be said about the simplicity in Christ. You know, I ask that you pray this morning for all of us, that we would be prayerful and that the Lord would open our eyes, tender our hearts, and open our ears, as the song said. Have you ever looked at something that was difficult to see and you just couldn't see it? You maybe knew that something was out there, or maybe you didn't. Or maybe people have told you, look, it's right there. Don't you see it? And you strain your eyes and you can't see it. Even if they point it out to you and say, it's right there. There it is. Y'all ever seen those visual perceptual things on the posters on the wall, and it's got maybe a dolphin or something in the background, and you have to look at it a certain way, and then boom, all of a sudden it pops out. That's what I want to talk about today. Only I don't want to talk about hidden dolphins or camouflaged things in nature. I want to talk about perceiving things that have to do with the spiritual realm. Spiritual perception. You know, most of us go through our daily lives. We wake up groggy. We drink coffee to try to wake us up, or do something to try to wake us up. And we drive to work groggy. And we spend most of our day groggy. And we don't even take, even the bigger details of our day don't really hit us. We just kind of pass them by. Sometimes, have you ever done this? Sometimes you drive to work and you don't really even remember a lot of the details about it. What's that called? Autopilot. Most of us live our lives, even natural lives, on autopilot. Some people can be standing right next to us and we don't even really realize, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. And they're right there. They don't. If we spend our natural lives with that much dullness of seeing and dullness of hearing, how much less do you think we are at perceiving spiritual things? Now, this is a big subject. I'm going to try to hit the high points. And it's simple, Brother Colton. It's simple. For some, and unattainable for others. there's a lot of things we need to consider about spiritual perception. Remember, last week we talked about what perception is. There's something called stereognosis. It's being able to perceive the shape and form and tell about the aspects of something physically without, tactily with your fingers without using your eyes. Did you know that the median nerve is called the eye of the hand? Did you know that? Well, it is. So, when you have a bunch of different objects, you put a paper clip in there, you put in a box, and you put a golf ball in there, and you put a pencil in there, and you put an eraser in there, whatever small little things you can put in a box, and then there's a cover over it, and you put your hand in there, and you pick something up, and you say, oh, that's a golf ball. Oh, that's a paper clip. And you don't even see with your eyes. But you feel it and you know that it is what it is. Because you have seen those things before. You have, or at least someone, if you're blind, someone has told you that's what that is. Now the hard thing about spiritual perception is, it's hard for man to tell you what it is. Someone else has to tell you what it is. I find myself having great difficulty explaining to you what it means to have a spiritual experience. I've had many in my life. But I can tell you my testimony, but I can't help you understand what it feels like to be in the Spirit. I can't help you understand when something is when I get a spiritual thought about something, you might look at it and say, where'd you get that from? If you've had a spiritual experience, and if you are spiritually perceptive, I will tell you that you are in a minority, at least in the United States. And that you realize what happened. Now, perception is awareness, being conscious of a thing. That's what perception is. It means that you have exercised the senses physically that you have. Do you know how much more perceptive we'd be if we just used what we had? Used our ears. Used our eyes. Used our nose. Used our touch. Used our smell and used our taste. You know, one of my very dear friends, a college roommate, he loves to feel things. And every time we'd go into a grocery store, Belk or somewhere like that, and we'd walk through the rack, past the racks of clothes, and he would just hold his arm out and he'd touch everything. And I'd say, Kenny, why do you do that? And he said, because it feels good. I like to feel the different textures and the different. I want you to become so spiritually perceptive that you're like Kenny. That you experience everything because it's enjoyable to you spiritually. How he did it by touch. I want you to look at and exercise your, what the world calls, a sixth sense. Now they call it extrasensory perception, and that's a correct term. It's an extra physical perception is what I'm going to call it. Extra physical or extra natural. Really supernatural. It's above nature. It may happen to you in nature, but it's not natural in nature. It's on a higher plane than that. Now, what? First of all, there are some questions that we need to ask about spiritual perception. What is it? What is it? In a word, in a very simple term, spiritual perception is the ability to understand, see, and hear spiritual things. Spiritual things. Now, it's also discerning or perceiving things that are supernatural or things that are spiritual as they relate to the kingdom of God. When you use your eyes, natural eyes, to look at something, you can describe it to me. These flowers, this one is round and it's a little prickly. That flower is. There's another flower down there that's white and it has petals on it that are bunched up in semicircles all the way around it. Each stem has leaves on it. Some leaves stick straighter out than others. Some are more uniform than others. I can describe, this leaf is fuzzy, but this leaf is not. That I can describe physical things to you, but do you know how hard it is to describe spiritual things to somebody else? It's difficult. It's so difficult that the Apostle Paul, when he was called up into the third heaven and saw great things, he said, I can't explain them to you because I don't have the words to describe what I saw. Our language wouldn't contain them all. So what I want to talk to you about is trying to figure out what this is. Have you ever seen something and said, I can't explain that. I can't explain it. I want us to try to start looking for more things in our lives that we used to couldn't explain, but now we can. I want us to turn to Proverbs chapter 1 to begin. Now we've already answered the question, what spiritual perception is. Discerning things as they relate to the kingdom of God. Understanding spiritual things. Chapter 1 of Proverbs. Verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom, and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety, that word means wisdom or craftiness, to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation. Did y'all catch that? The interpretation. The words of the wise and their dark sayings. I want you to remember that term, dark sayings. That word means a riddle or an enigma, something that's difficult to understand. Solomon set out to write these book of Proverbs in they have spiritual truths about them, but they're using natural things. Things that are true even in our natural world, but it's also true in the kingdom of God. Now, these dark sayings there are a lot of people, you understand, that are walking around today that have no idea even what these simple proverbs mean. They're simple to me, most of them. They're simple to me. Because they deal with natural with spiritual issues using natural things. It's describing natural man and how his nature is, so that you'll understand as a spiritually minded man how that is. Now that's one thing I want us to remember about these dark sayings, because that's going to come up a good bit today. I want us to ask some questions. We already talked about what spiritual perception is. Now I want to talk about who this is dealing with. Number one, I want to talk about who is the giver of spiritual perception. Let's turn around, or turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 29. This is Moses addressing the children of Israel. And this is shocking. These are the words of verse 1. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb, which was the Ten Commandments. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, this is all Israel, ye have seen, what's that? With their eyes. They saw with their eyes, right? Ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land. Those plagues that God plagued Egypt with, he's talking about. Not only that, the great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, namely guiding them in the pillar of the cloud, a pillar and fire, and protecting them, namely crossing over the Red Sea on dry shod, namely destroying Egypt's army that was following them and delivering them with a mighty hand. Plus, feeding them and watering them in the wilderness. Sustaining them. Let's go on. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Colon. Yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. He already said they saw it. They experienced the natural blessings of God. They experienced deliverance. They experienced having their thirst quenched when they were dry and parched. They experienced having the manna come down from heaven, and they ate it with their mouth, and they tasted it with their tongues, and yet they have not perceived with their heart that which came from God. They haven't understood these things. How many people do you know, you included, me included, enjoy the blessings from God and don't really perceive with our heart where it came from? We really can't describe it because we really don't know. We really don't put things into the right perspective, do we? We say, my hand's gotten me all this prosperity, all this glory, whatever little it is. And we don't recognize that God is the giver of spiritual perception. Oh, there's a lot of people that perceive the goodness of God every day on this earth. But they don't attribute it to the glory of God, do they? They don't see it. They don't perceive it as being a blessing from above. Their eyes are not opened, and their ears are not open that they might hear and understand. Their heart does not perceive. Wow. He says, and I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. They were experiencing the blessings of God for a long time, weren't they? This is not at the beginning. This is at the end of the 40 years wanderings. And I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. That means they wore the same clothes and shoes for 40 years. Ye have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that ye might know that I am the Lord your God, the sustainer of your life. And yet you have not, God has not given you a heart to perceive it. Does that seem strange to you? I mean, how many godly people do you know You included, maybe. How many godly people do you know that you just take the blessings of God and you don't really understand what's going on? You know He's God. They knew He was God. God had proven Himself to them. They didn't trust Him. They were in unbelief. Not that God was God. They believed that. What they didn't believe was what God said. They didn't believe God. They believed in God, but they didn't believe God. How many people do you know that take and take and take? God is the giver of spiritual perception, of a heart to perceive things of the Spirit. If that's not enough for you, let's go on. Matthew 13. This is a big chapter. We're not even going to get started good today. Matthew chapter 13. These are the beginning of the parables. Jesus had just finished talking to them or giving them the parable of the sower. You know what a parable is? It's a dark saying. It's a thing that's difficult to understand. At least the interpretation thereof. Verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto Him, Why speakest Thou unto them in parables? Who's the them? There were multitudes there. The whole multitude stood on the shore. So, I take it to mean the them was the multitudes. Listen to this. He answered and said unto them, meaning the disciples, and it may be unto he might have spoke this to everybody. With the Pharisees and all them were normally in the crowd. Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Who gave it to you? Who gave it to you? And who withheld it? Did you impart the spiritual wisdom to know the things of the kingdom of God? I can't impart that wisdom. That wisdom has to be imparted by God Himself. Jesus says, I speak to them in parables because it's not given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. I don't understand it. Why? I don't understand why. And Brother Colton, I don't understand why you don't make it plain and everybody to perceive all the things of the Spirit. I don't understand why. But I know that God hasn't given everybody that ability. The Bible bears it out time and time and time again. Jesus says, For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. That sounds hard, don't it? I'm going to give you this. Jesus says, "Is it not within my power to do what I will with mine own?" Yes, it is. And it's within your power to do what you will with your own. Therefore, I speak to them in therefore speak I to them in parables, because, here it goes, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Does that make sense to you? Did they have eyes to see? Yes, they did. But did they see? No. They had eyes to see. I mean, they had eyes to describe a natural flower to you. But they didn't have spiritual eyes to perceive spiritual things. And it's just like they did in the Old Testament. They were eyewitnesses of those miracles, yet God had not given them a heart to perceive. These people had seen Jesus walking on the face of the earth, healing blind men, making deaf to hear and the dumb to speak, and yet even raising the dead. And they saw it with their eyes, and yet they did not perceive with their hearts. They had no spiritual perception. And Jesus says, it's not given to them to see it, to hear it, to understand it. That's why I'm speaking unto them in parables. Dark sayings. Hard to understand. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not. He says, this is why I speak to them in parables. They have eyes to see, but no perception. They have ears to hear, but no understanding. They have a hard and stony heart. They have not an heart of flesh. Now, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy. See, this is a line all the way through the Scriptures. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah or Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, means callous, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. Do you know what that means? That means Jesus is stating the other case. Lest, that little word lest, means if that's not the case, then this would happen. Now, God put these people by prophecy that they would be in this condition. They put themselves in that position as well. God put judicial blindness on them, and yet they helped it along by hardening their own hearts, just like Pharaoh did in Egypt. You know, the Bible says God hardened his heart. You know what else it says? It's that Pharaoh hardened his heart too. Not given to them to know, Jesus said. If it had been given to them, that would be the lest. That would be the other side of it. He says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And then he goes on to interpret the parable of the sower. which we're not going to do. Turn over a few pages to Matthew 16. Verse 1, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. They asked him for a sign a bunch of times, didn't they? And what was Jesus' reply? O ye wicked and adulterous generation. He said, wicked and adulterous generation, seek a sign. He said, there's no sign going to be given except for the sign of the prophet Jonas, which was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, of the whale. Fish. That's the only sign. And yet, he gave them signs of his messiahship every day, didn't he? Every day. He answered and said unto them, that this is how he answered them about a sign. When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Sounds strange, a way to answer somebody that says, show us a sign from heaven. And he says, you look up in the sky and you say, it's going to be nice tomorrow because it's red at sundown. And he said, then in the morning, it'll be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern or spiritually perceive the signs of the times? They asked for a sign. And what sign was it? The sign was that Jesus is here. And the sign of the times for them was that the lame walk, and the deaf hear, and the eyes have, the blind have their sight restored, and the deaf hear, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. That's the sign of the times, that the Messiah is here, and you can't even see it. I'll tell you one thing, in meetings that we've had where God has showed up so strongly and been and the Spirit, I use this term, that the Spirit is thick. Some people just are back there just balancing a checkbook or whatever. I tell you, I don't know what's going on with them that day, but they're not perceptive of spiritual things. And it amazes me how God can manifest Himself to one person in the same location and withhold Himself from somebody else. That's amazing. But it happened to Saul of Tarsus, didn't it? The voice of God in power came to that man and born him again on that road, struck him down, revealed His Son in him and all the other people, and spoke to him even, and all the other people, they heard the voice, but they couldn't understand what he was saying. They saw the light. Paul understood what that voice said because God was talking to him individually. He wasn't talking to everybody else. Paul saw the light, didn't he? I tell you what, we need to have more spiritual light. I want to talk about this again, about who the recipients of spiritual perception are. Jesus, in John chapter 3, right there before the place where Colton was, started reading today, talking about Nicodemus. Jesus said unto him, let's read verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees. So this Nicodemus is a Pharisee, right? A ruler of the Jews, he said. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Well, that was condemning, wasn't it? They knew that he was a teacher come from God, and still they didn't perceive. They couldn't. Another place is that notable miracles have been done by this man, and we cannot deny it. They said that. From their own mouth, they said, this man is come from God, and notable miracles have been done by him, and yet we cannot deny it. And yet, they did, didn't they? For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Huh. Who are the subjects of spiritual perception? Who has the ability to see the kingdom of God? Only the born again man, woman, or child. Only the born again. Other people can see things around you. They can witness what we had here on Saturday, Friday and Saturday, they can witness that. And they might witness that and say something's going on over there, but them people probably drunk. I mean, not that we were acting like drunk people, but that's what they said on the day of Pentecost, wasn't it? When there were some there, and that those people, they witnessed the power of God moving among people, and they said, y'all are a bunch of drunk folks. You know why? Because they had not eyes to see, nor ears to understand. They had no spiritual perception. Oh, but the people that were there and were ordained to eternal life believed, didn't they? You think if they were there and they believed, do you think the Spirit born them again? I think He did. I don't think. I know He did. They couldn't believe without being born again of the Spirit. Because to perceive spiritual things, it has to come from God. Has to come from God. You can't see the kingdom unless you're born again. Now, y'all all know the rest of that story. He says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So we got seeing and entering in. He says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So you can be born of the flesh, and you can observe that flower and describe natural things to me with your eyes, but you have no more the capability to describe or a spiritual thing to me, because you have not that capability to do so if you're just a natural man, if you're just born of flesh. You must be born of the Spirit in order to experience things of the Spirit. and understand things of the Spirit. Got to be born again. That's a subject. The born again man is the only person that has the ability to perceive spiritual things. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want to read kind of fast. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Do y'all hear that? Y'all hear what he says? He didn't say we speak wisdom so you'll be perfect. We speak it among them that are, or complete, meaning spiritually born again people. We speak it to them, spiritual people. Yet not the wisdom of this world. We don't speak the wisdom of this world to spiritual people. We're preaching Jesus. Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. Dark sayings. That's what folks call dark sayings. Mysterious things. Dark things. Dark sayings. Hard to understand. By which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Do y'all know that? If they understood what would have come about by the death of Jesus Christ, they would not have crucified Him. They wouldn't have put it in. They would have said, well, we can't have God's people being redeemed. We can't have that. Y'all think about that. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Even though the born again man has spiritual perception, there are some things that we can't understand. Number one, what God's prepared for us. What God's got in store for us. We can't understand that. I can't understand what I'm going to do later on today. It might be totally different than what I think. God's prepared some great things for us. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. For they are, or because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I'll tell you what, this subject is getting bigger and bigger the deeper we go into it, isn't it? So the subjects, God gives the Spirit. He's the only one that can impart spiritual perception. We talked about folks that don't have it. We talked about folks that do have it and how they got it. But we still haven't talked about why they have it. We haven't really talked about, we talked about how they get it a little bit, but I tell you, that's a whole lot deeper than that. It's a big subject. Y'all think about it. Why God gives us spiritual perception? Because he talked about some of them here. Why God gives us spiritual perception? God loves you. He desires that we see things the way that He does, or He wouldn't have imparted His Spirit to us. You know, Jesus said He'll take these things of mine and show them unto you. He'll teach you all things by the Spirit. That's amazing, isn't it? Spiritual perception. I want y'all to think about it more. I want you to study about it this week. I want you to ponder about why God gave us spiritual perception. And I want you to start thinking about how you can apply spiritual or be more spiritually perceptive daily in your life. Not so groggy with our understanding. Not looking at things with our natural eyes, but looking at things with our spiritual eyes. You know, the median nerve is the eye of the hand. I want you to discern with the Spirit, which is the eye of the heart. I just made that up. In comparison to the eye of the hand. The Spirit is the eye of the heart. Okay? Let's let that be our discerner. May God bless you this week. Doors of the church are open for reception. The members, may God bless us to be more spiritually discerning daily.